QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 19, 2017. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland, and I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. The articles we have for you this month are Racy's Supports Famed Ocean City, Maryland Air Show, Letters, Communications Resiliency, FEMA Region 4 Seeks Hurricane Matthew Reports, If You Don't Document It, It Never Happened, Editorial, Be Civil and Respectful, and N9BA for a Final, Recruiting Younger Members. Now, before we start with the articles, here is some Aries news in brief. Amateur radio volunteers in British Columbia reported assisting relief agencies on July 6th. Pikes Peak Aries was at the right place at the right time on June 27th. Amateur radio volunteers support Michigan's One Hell of a Ride bicycle tour on July 12th. Georgia Aries has added a mutual assistance team service and protocols to its program. It says on its website, Georgia Aries Mutual Aid Team is a volunteer team of highly trained local Aries members that are ready to share their communication skills to help fellow Aries groups across the state and in adjacent states. Its website features a repository of information and YouTube training programs. Illinois Section Emergency Coordinator Fritz Bach, WD9FMB, was selected by Jim Dwyer, Vice President of the Illinois Emergency Services Management Association, or IESMA, to join their organization, providing liaison to amateur operators in Illinois. This is a big step towards our common goals for making our services known, according to the Illinois Section Manager Ron Morgan, AD9I. IESMA is the voice of local emergency management in Illinois. Since 1965, it has been their mission to coordinate the efforts of members in a common cause to help protect the lives and property of those it serves. That's the Aries News in brief. Now, here are this month's articles. Racy's supports famed Ocean City, Maryland Air Show. Last year, the Office of Emergency Management in Ocean City, Maryland, or OCEM, asked Sussex County, Delaware Emergency Management for assistance at the famous Ocean City Air Show, held over a weekend each year in June. Sussex County Racy's was asked to provide radio communications support. The Ocean City Emergency Manager was pleased with the Racy's group's service. The event was managed under the Incident Command System in Ocean City. The Racy's operation was conducted under the Operations Section. Last month, Racy's was back and better prepared, thanks to lessons learned from last year's operation. The amateur service communications system installation included a Diamond X50 dual-band antenna mounted on a mast near the boardwalk at an elevation of 15 feet. It was fed with LMR 400 coaxial cable. The net control station employed a Yaesu FT7800 dual-band transceiver with a Heil Traveler single-ear headset with boom microphone. Coverage on 2-meter simplex was good, 5 to 6 blocks on low power for both the net control's radio and all deployed field operators' handheld radios. The net control station was issued an 800 MHz public safety radio set to the interoperable channel selected for the air show. This frequency was not the same channel being used by law enforcement, but rather by all members of the incident command team. Law enforcement was reached through operations, which was the amateur's contact for any issues that may have arisen. The RACI's mission was to put feet on the street to observe for medical issues, lost persons, suspicious packages, and hazardous conditions. Field operators also answered general event questions from spectators. Any situations were to be relayed to Net Control for relay to operations on the public safety radio. Net Control also had contact with deployed CERT personnel that had been assigned jobs by OCEM. Knowledge and understanding of the incident command system is mandatory for participation in Sussex RACIs, and this can be obtained by taking FEMA's independent study courses IS-100, 200, 700, and 800. The interaction with OCEM validated this need when operators were tasked with completing ICS forms needed for records and following protocols ordered by OCEM. Consequently, the RACI's operators dovetailed effectively with the OCEM officials, and incident communications ran smoothly and efficiently. All group members filled out the ICS 214 form for the record, and the completed forms were left with OCEM. The adage, "If it isn't written, it didn't happen," applies here. Our thanks for this report goes out to Jerry Palmer, N3KRX, who is the former District Emergency Coordinator for Kent County, Delaware, the current Kent County Assistant RACI's Radio Officer, and the Assistant Emergency Coordinator. It's time now to take a short break for a few seconds. Please stand by. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back with more of the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 19th, 2017. Now, letters, communications resiliency. Mike Cullen, K1NPT, in Newport, Rhode Island, wrote, "I am a retired IBM, General Electric, and Air Force worker, turned science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, evangelist in Newport, Rhode Island. During the school year, he says, I volunteer to teach cybersecurity to middle school kids as part of the Cyber Patriot, or National Youth Cyber Education Program, competition, and then put the same group of kids through an amateur radio technician licensing class. When learning of cyber vulnerabilities, these students understand the critical need for and develop a keen interest in auxiliary backup communication systems and services, including the amateur service. In the last 2 years, I've helped more than 10 kids get licensed and then linked them up as youth members of the Newport County Radio Club, call sign W1SYE. You may have heard of the ongoing Rockefeller Foundation-funded global initiative of building resiliency. Locally, I'm finding success in promoting amateur radio by first having a consciousness-raising discussion on the topic of communications resiliency. Economic development officials are trying to fashion this region into an attractive resiliency center of excellence, and, as part of their efforts, have shown interest in Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network, or AREDN, mesh networking. As our small group of local hams look for potential AREDN node sites atop buildings, I'm finding it easier to work with and gain acceptance from city officials who think in terms of resilience in general, as opposed to the traditional selling of the amateur radio value proposition to an overstretched, risk-adverse emergency management agency, or EMA, director. I'm actively encouraging my local ham friends to begin using the phrase communications resiliency when trying to generate interest in the service. The resilience concept seems to propel the conversation beyond the usual preconceived amateur radio emergency communications stereotypes. Another related value prop that may help drive AREDN techs into the community is by encouraging middle and high school students and teachers who are participating in Cyber Patriot as well as software coding to use and deploy services on the mesh network. Examples are VoIP phones, Raspberry Pis, a Minecraft game server, IP cameras, chat, and so forth. A capable AREDN node, which may be powered by a 100 amp hour battery or solar cells, could be deployed on a school roof for around $750. Small client nodes can go into classrooms for about $75. Once school usage ramps up, it could be the right time to invite the resiliency politicians and EMA into a mesh-equipped classroom with the message that this capable radio internet can be all theirs when schools are closed. I have a grant proposal in the hopper to deploy 3 nodes in 2018. I will let you know if it gets funded by a foundation interested in Rhode Island resiliency and building STEM skills. Our thanks to Mike Cullen, K1NPT in Newport, Rhode Island, for this article. And we hope he receives funding for this project. FEMA Region 4 seeks Hurricane Matthew reports. A FEMA official from Region 4 has requested reports on the amateur community's responses to Hurricane Matthew last fall. FEMA's mission is to support first responders and works to build, sustain, and improve capability to prepare for, protect against, respond to, recover from, and mitigate all hazards. FEMA Region 4 is responsible for these efforts in Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. In an email to ARRL Northern Florida Section Manager Steve Zabo, WB4OMM, FEMA Region 4 official Joe Robichaud wrote, "Any stories about active involvement in response to Hurricane Matthew from the amateur radio community would be greatly beneficial. While working in my communications position during Hurricane Matthew, I was aware that the amateur operators and groups were monitoring nets. I wasn't able to get immediate specific feedback on how successful their operations were. I feel that FEMA needs to have more involvement with ham operators and amateur radio groups during disasters. I'm starting at the local levels to gather success stories. This is my driving force to get amateur radio visibility at the federal level. I am a ham, and my call sign is KJ4DRV. My co-worker is also a licensed ham. For the first time in history, FEMA Region 4 had 2 volunteer ham operators working along with us during Hurricane Matthew, and I want this to continue serving for every disaster. It's vital to our mission of saving lives and a foundation for interoperability. Thanks for your help." Signed, Joe Robichaud, FEMA Region 4 Telecommunications for RF. Thanks to our Northern Florida Section Manager Steve Zabo, WB4OMM, for this report. Now, please let us know if your repeater is airing, or if you're listening to the Audio Aries e-letter via social media, by sending an email to kz3ab@arrl.net. Please include the method by which you're listening. That email address again is kz3ab@arrl.net. And if you don't mind, please copy your email to the ARRL Aries e-letter editor, Rick Palm, k1ce@arrl.net, in your note. I'll repeat Rick Palm's email address. It's k1ce@arrl.net. And thank you all for your support. It's time once again to pause for a few seconds to take a station break. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 19, 2017. We'll continue with, "If you don't document it, it never happened." Most of us hate paperwork. That being said, anyone who has ever held a position of leadership, be it in the military or in a company, or just from our own personal lives, knows that paperwork, especially reports, have to be done. In the amateur radio community, everyone knows that to score on field day, get a Worked All States or WAS certificate, or to get a QSL card, you have to do some reporting, even if it's electronic. In Aries, it's no different, and it is perhaps even more important. Here is a scenario. You are lobbying for a new law regarding antenna restrictions, or to use radios while driving. One of the selling points may be that the amateur service can be critically valuable during disasters and emergencies. If you have never compiled hard data on how many operators there are in your area, or that have signed up for Aries, if you have never logged how many person hours your area contributes each year to the community, and so forth, then you are just making unsubstantiated claims. Maybe you will have a couple of anecdotal examples, but they don't paint much of a picture. As they used to say in school, anecdotes are not data. So compile the reports and data now and continually. In Aries, we have several reports that need to be filed, including event reports, monthly reports, and annual reports. Event reports are the Aries Form 1 Public Service Activity Report, and Form A and B Simulated Emergency Test Report. These should be completed and filed within a few days of any kind of Aries support for a public service event, emergencies and/or disasters, severe weather, or even exercises or training, and an SET. The Form 1 is very important to fill out, as it will help the local emergency coordinator and district emergency coordinator compile and complete their monthly reports, as well as alert the ARRL headquarters staff to any high-interest events about which they may want additional information, for example, an Aries response to a local tornado breakout. The monthly reports include the Aries Form 2, Monthly DEC-EC Report, and Aries Form 4, Monthly Section Emergency Coordinator Report. These reports provide a snapshot of your number of members, how much training you have done, how many operations you have supported, and the number of volunteer hours expended during the month. These data are crucial to the ARRL leadership, as they give hard numbers to use for spectrum defense, changes to laws, and so on. The Aries Form 3 EC Annual Report is similar to the monthly report, but it focuses primarily on membership to help the Section EC understand the capabilities of each district or area in their jurisdiction. All of the reports should be sent to the SEC, though some, like the Form 1, can be sent directly to the ARRL as well. It is the SEC's responsibility to make sure the reports are being filed and to ensure that accurate reports are compiled and sent to the ARRL. There are over 70 sections, and most are subdivided to districts and local areas, so you can imagine the nightmare of having just a couple of staffers at ARRL headquarters trying to compile reports from every EC and DEC. This means not only do the SECs need to see these reports for their own awareness, but also to compile summaries to reduce the number of reports being sent to ARRL headquarters. While most of the reports originate at the EC-DEC level, if the SEC does not file the section reports or ensure EC-DEC reports are being filed, then the ECs and DECs have little reason or motivation to file their reports. There are even cases where ECs and DECs are not even aware that there are reports or that they are responsible for reporting, simply because the SEC never told them and never asked for any reports. The bottom line is the old adage, and we heard this earlier, if you don't document it, it never happened. Our thanks goes out to John Bloodgood, KD0SFY, the Emergency Coordinator and Public Information Officer for Region 2, District 2, Pikes Peak, Colorado, Aries. Now it's time to take another station break. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 19th, 2017. And now we continue with an editorial, Be Civil and Respectful. Daryl Davis, KT4WX, the ARRL West Central Florida Section Manager, offered this article, which was printed in the West Central Florida Presser and the West Central Florida Section News. On the way home from the Spring 2017 West Central Florida Section Aries meeting, I was running my handheld radio on APRS as a mobile tracker. I received the following text message from someone. "Hey, dummy, program your radio correctly." Apparently, someone did not like a parameter that was set on my radio and took exception to it. The question I asked myself, after the comment had disturbed me, was the following. What if I had been a new amateur licensee? I might have become discouraged and bitter as a result of the comment, and I might have quit. There is a lesson to be learned from this incident. We in the amateur community should always be civil to one another. This does not mean you cannot disagree, but you can state your disagreement and remain respectful and civil about it. It does not offend me if someone does not agree with what I say or what I do, if it's in a civil manner. The lack of civility is sadly a sign of the times we live in. Far too often today, when one states their viewpoint, even when they state it with civility, it is met with rudeness or even a vitriolic response. In amateur radio, we should be the exception to this trend and be civil to one another, both on the air and in person, as an example to our peers and to the next generation. Another lesson to be learned here is to be aware that sometimes operators have either technical issues with their equipment or with procedures. It is okay to point an issue out to them if you know what the problem is, but remember to be civil about it in a positive, helpful way. A new amateur may not have learned all of their proper procedures yet. Talk to them in a respectful manner, preferably off the air. In the case of most people, if you approach them with a modest and humble attitude, they will listen to what you have to say. If I have a problem, I would want somebody to tell me, because I may not know about it. One more lesson. We all have our favorite modes of operation and parts of service we enjoy more than others. Don't put down or demean another amateur's interests. It's okay to invite other hams to join your part of the hobby, but if they say no, don't feel slighted. They might, on the other hand, say yes, but you will not know until you ask. Also, if someone tells you about their favorite mode, take the time to listen. You may decide it is not of interest to you and say no thank you, and that is perfectly okay. But on the other hand, you may say yes. The Amateur's Code was written by Paul Siegel, W9EEA, in 1928, after another time in which amateur radio had a tumultuous period before regulations fully took effect in the mid-1920s. The fourth point in the code says, quote, "Friendly with slow and patient operation when requested. Friendly advice and counsel to the beginner. Kindly assistance, cooperation, and consideration for the interests of others. These are the hallmarks of the amateur spirit." Close quote. Thanks to Daryl Davis, KT4WX, for supplying us with a reprint of that article. And now, N9BA for a final. Recruiting younger members. Brent Walls, N9BA, says, "How do we get more people, especially youth, involved? I am sure this is a question that your local radio club or Aries team has asked many times. There isn't an easy answer, because what works in Vandenberg County may not work in Allen County. But in general, you must give people and hams something meaningful to get involved with and provide them with a sense of belonging. All too often I have attended club meetings where they read the minutes from the last meeting, read the treasurer's report, and of course vote on both. Then it's on to old and new business for a lengthy discussion. This format for a club meeting isn't interesting to the younger generation. They want an environment where they can learn. Limit the business portion and have hands-on live demos of hardware and software. For the Aries teams across the section, hams want to belong to your team. If you aren't having regular meetings and providing some sort of training, then no one will want to be involved. A monthly training session is an excellent way to build team cohesion and a sense of belonging. If you need training ideas, please reach out and ask. Thanks to Brent Walls, N9BA, the ARRL Indiana Section Manager, for this Aries Audio E-Letter Final. And that concludes the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for July 19, 2017. If you would like to hear the audio e-letter online, you can go to ARRL.org/Aries-E-Letter-Audio-Version and click on the date to which you would like to listen. That information again is ARRL.org/Aries-E-Letter-Audio-Version and click on the date to which you would like to listen. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL Aries E-Letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, please visit ARRL.org. If you have any questions about amateur radio in general, or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111, or you may give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland, and I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2017 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. 73.